The Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center commemorates the Corps of Discovery's time in the present-day Sioux City, Iowa area in August 1804. At the center of the story is the August 20th death of Sergeant Charles Floyd, the only member of the Corps to die during the expedition. In late July 1804, Captain Meriwether Lewis reported that Floyd has been sick for several days. Floyd improved during the next few weeks, but grew sicker as the Corps approached the present-day Sioux City area. Captain William Clark and his slave York stayed up most of the night of August 19th caring for Floyd. Despite their efforts, Floyd died the next afternoon. Scholars believe a ruptured appendix caused his death. Animatronic Lewis and Clark figures preside over the August 20th burial of Sergeant Floyd on a bluff overlooking the Missouri River. A cedar post marks this first of four graves to hold the remains of the young soldier from Kentucky. His final resting place is marked by the Floyd Monument, a 100-foot obelisk dedicated on May 30, 1901. Other notable events occurred from August 14th to August 31st in the present-day Sioux City area upriver to present-day Yankton, South Dakota. Notably, a fish camp, the court-martial of deserter Private Moses Reed, talks with the Oto and Missouri Indians, and the election of Sergeant Patrick Glass to replace Floyd at present-day Elk Point, South Dakota. Lewis and Clark entered Sioux Country on August 27, 1804. On August 30th and 31st, they held council with the Yankton Sioux, who warned them not to expect a friendly reception upriver from the Teton Sioux.